Welcome. Today I have the great honor of interviewing Amen Benamuda. She is currently a parliamentary assistant for a member of parliament. Amen, I would like to sincerely thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this interview today.
Thank you very much.
I would like to begin by asking you to begin by telling us more about yourself along with the work that you do.
Hi, everybody. My name is Amen Benamuda. I'm a first-year student at the University of Ottawa, and I am currently studying political science and public administration. Outside my program, I am also very involved in other extracurricular activities. I am currently working as a member for Isaac Ottawa, which is a non-for-profit organization that's in charge of bringing people to Canada and sending people abroad for professional and social internships. I am also currently interning as a parliamentary assistant for a member of parliament. So, that's a great experience to have in order to practice more my administrative skills. Outside of that, I am also very into sports. I've done soccer, I've done basketball, swimming, squash, etc.
On Tuesday, March the 29th and Wednesday, March the 30th, the Mackenzie Institute organized Canada's Defense Perspectives 2020 to 2050. Recapitalization and the Canadian Armed Forces Conference in partnership with the NATO Association of Canada and the National Defense. As a participant, please discuss the significance and the impact of the main points which were addressed throughout the conference.
I'd just like to say that the conference was a very interesting experience to listen to very important people talk about Canada's defense policy and security policy. So the major themes we've discussed in the conference were defense procurement, so how to ensure that the Canadian forces are well-equipped, but also how defense equipment contributes to Canada's economy and creating jobs, Canadian jobs. We also talked about strategies for successful military, where the idea was brought up that it's not only about personnel and technology, but it's also about flexibility and efficiency when Canadian forces are on a mission. We also talked about how to combat global security challenges with terrorism on the rise and other non-state actors. And it was basically established that the best way to combat them is by denying them the right of governance status, training their opposition, and reducing direct foreign fight. Other things we discussed were intelligence and espionage, the influence of social policy on defense policy. That topic was very interesting for me because the point was that Canadian citizens are more involved with education and healthcare and other social issues, that we do not prioritize military affairs. So that was an interesting point. We also talked about intervention and exit strategies. Basically what that is that it's more important for us to plan out our missions abroad than to just intervene and quickly be the first ones there. Yeah, so that was a very interesting conference.
What would you say were some of your most memorable moments while attending Canada's Defense Perspectives 2020 to 2050 Recapitalization and the Canadian Armed Forces? Overall, what would you say were the highlights, like the main points that you would say you'll remember?
The memorable moments for me, especially as a first-year student, is that I got to talk to, meet, and also listen to many very important personnel who do shape our defense policy in Canada and abroad. So it's very interesting to listen to many, such as Captain Christophe Balducci, who was the defense attaché in the French embassy in Ottawa. I also got to listen to Mike Day and the Honorable Hugh Siegel. So that was very interesting. I also got to meet a lot of master level students who were completing their research in different strands of international relations and foreign affairs. So personally, that was dear to me because I got to meet people who I'd like to be like someday. So that was very interesting and very inspiring. And I got to meet a lot of people from the NATO Association of Canada, which was a very great experience for me.
And I want to mention that you obviously you have experience, and as a parliamentary assistant for a member of parliament, you are actively engaged in completing various administrative tasks for the government while managing various roles and responsibilities. In addition, you also edit the Member of Parliament's monthly newsletter in order to meet the MP's professional standards. Please tell us more about some of the most rewarding and challenging aspects associated with the work that you do.
For sure. So currently I am an intern at the Parliamentary Assistant's office. So one of the rewarding things about the job is that I get to experience the dynamic of the Parliament and the Canadian government. So that's great because it helps me to apply what I've learned in class to my internship. I also got to see, which was very comforting and rewarding, that members of parliament are very involved in their communities and in their ridings. So that's very great because we do live in a democracy, so being represented in the parliament is very important. One of the challenges would probably be taking on government professional responsibility. So this is my very first professional government job. So it's very important to time manage, it's very important to stay professional, and it's very important to present your best work.
And for all of those who are listening today, what would you say is the best advice that you can provide to those who are perhaps interested in pursuing a career in the public service?
One of the biggest things I've learned so far in my first year is that the public service is a very, very huge sector. So almost everybody works in the public service. So an advice I would give, it's probably to try out many things and to stay very flexible with what you like, just because coming out of high school, many people don't know what they like. So experiencing different parts of the public service is certainly a good way to go about it.
Certainly. And I want to mention that with my background, I completed a bachelor's, an honors bachelor's of arts degree in legal studies at the University of Waterloo. Following that, I then completed a master's in public service from the University of Waterloo as well. And I oftentimes advise students who are interested in pursuing a career in the public sector to look at the different opportunities that are out there. At the same time, having an opportunity to intern or to work for a member of parliament is highly beneficial because the amount of networks that you will establish will only help you advance in your career. But yet at the same time, studying international relations and affairs, studying public service is fundamental to obtaining knowledge about the profession. So in terms of my background, I decided to pursue the field of law. I'm currently completing my law degree through University of London's international program because I'm very passionate about international law and human rights. But at the same time, I'm very passionate about the public sector and the public service. And I think that people who work in the public service and the public sector have a strong understanding of international affairs, global affairs, diplomacy, law. There's so many different disciplines that can help you. It comes down to obtaining that knowledge and obtaining a degree, obtaining education, because that's something that will help you down the road. And it only provides you with an opportunity to develop as time progresses. You know, once you complete your degree, look at different opportunities that are out there. While you're completing your degree, you know, working for the government can only help you. And if it's something that you're passionate about and you're passionate about serving your community, then I tell students to engage. Studying is one thing, but then also, you know, being engaged in the community that you're a part of can only help you down the road. And I noticed in terms of your background, you're completing your studies at the University of Ottawa, but at the same time, you're working and you're engaged in attending conferences and that's something that is highly beneficial. It shows that you're taking the initiative, that you're interested. You're clearly a young, passionate professional.
Thank you.
Who, you know, I could see that the moment that I met you, I could tell that you're very dedicated and committed to the work that you do. And I have to say that you're probably one of the youngest participants at this conference, which I was very impressed by. And that's one of the reasons why, after speaking to you for a few minutes, I wanted to introduce you to our president, the president of the NATO Association of Canada here, which is Julie Lindhau. Because I thought that this would be a great way to perhaps provide you with more information about the junior research fellowship opportunities that we have. We also provide internships throughout the year, and I always tell students to look at what we have to offer. We have a lot of these internships, and we have a lot of different positions available. So best thing for students to do is to go on the NATO Association of Canada's website, look at all of the programs that we have to offer, and to apply. And I think that people like you are the perfect candidate for the positions that we offer. So hopefully you'll apply at some point. I understand you're in Ottawa, but we'd love to have you here in Toronto.
Thank you.